You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast Summer Series. Here we are doing some short and sweet episodes, and we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics today, and that is student rapport. This is a good thing to talk about in the summer because this is one of the first things you want to do at the start of the school year and something you want to continue to do the entire year. This is the foundation of any successful classroom, and that is your student relationships, your rapport, your trust with your students. So today let's talk about five ways to build student rapport, because we talk about this all the time, right? My analogy is be the chocolate chip cookie. If you are a chocolate chip cookie, your classroom's a chocolate chip cookie, your kids will want to be there. But how do we get there? How do we truly develop student rapport? Sometimes it's not so easy. So strategy number one. This one is obvious, but man, you learn a lot. Strategy number one, watch what your students do in the classroom. Watch what they play with. Observe. Observation is such an underutilized little strategy because we don't have time. Who has time to watch, right? We have too many students, not enough staff. We're too busy. But when you watch what your kids are doing in your class, you learn a lot about them, their interests, what peers they like, what peers they don't like, what topics they're into. So spend a little time observing, especially in the start of the year. If you're teaching ESY right now and you have some new kids that are maybe coming to you next year, spend some time watching and writing things down because you're going to learn a lot about how to build that rapport. Number two, know the names of their family members and some facts about their home life. This is a really important way to connect with learners. You should know the names of their siblings, who lives in their home, some things that they like to do. This is a great thing to ask in a questionnaire at the start of the year because you want to start to build that homeschool connection, being like, hey, what did your sister Allison do over the weekend? Or, you know, hey, did your brother Johnny come with you to the baseball game? So they're starting to build out vocabulary. You're starting to have those conversations. This is good for social skills. There's a lot of important reasons for this, but it also really genuinely shows to a student that you care about them. You're taking an interest in them beyond what's happening in the classroom, beyond their academics. You're taking an interest in them as a person and their family. And we know in these roles, we're so connected with their families that it's such a personal, I think, teaching role when you're a special education teacher, especially if you're teaching students with more, you know, unique needs and especially students with limited verbal skills, you're very close with those families. So knowing the names of the siblings, knowing who lives in the house, being able to spark those conversations, making visuals for family members so students can initiate communication about it in school, so, so important. Strategy number three, when your students have playtime, if you teach early childhood, or free time, if you teach older grades, follow their lead. Do what they do. Free time is just that, free. And I think sometimes we inadvertently are putting demands here when we don't mean to. You know, play is a tricky skill. I do a lot of trainings on play because sometimes as adults, we don't quite know the right way to play because we want to make it work. We want to add vocabulary things and we want to add all these structures, and we can work on vocabulary and we can work on so many great skills through play, but it shouldn't feel like a demand for the child. We want it to be very student-led. We want it to be very student-focused. My youngest has super sensitive skin, but it is not easy finding products that actually work to get the tough stains out of his clothes because he's literally always playing in the mud, but don't irritate his skin. That's why I fully switched over to Blue Land. Their products are made to meet the highest environmental standards. They're not just clean, they're mom clean. They're 100% plastic-free, made with certified clean ingredients that are safe to use around my kids. You don't have to choose between things that are safe and things that actually get things clean. I kind of love that they have it all. Cleaning sprays, hand soaps, toilet bowl cleaners, and of course, the laundry tablets, which you know I needed. All the Blue Land products are made with certified clean ingredients, safer for you, for my kids, and for the environment. Certified by the EPA, Safer Choice certified. All good for us and for the planet. Honestly, it was the laundry tablets that converted me first because, like I said, they didn't irritate my son's skin, but they actually got all the muddy stains out of his clothes. If you've been thinking about switching to cleaner ingredients, Blue Land has a special offer for my listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/Sasha. You don't want to miss this. It's blueland.com/Sasha for 15% off. That's blueland.com/Sasha for 15% off right now.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
So, during that playtime or that free time, follow their lead. If they want to talk about baseball cards, talk about baseball cards. If they want to line up blocks in rainbow order, line up blocks in rainbow order. Let them live their best life. That's exactly what this time is for. So do what they do. This is, again, a great way to build rapport because you're showing them like, hey, I'm interested in what you're doing. And what you're doing is okay. It's not wrong. If we come over and they're taking the magna tiles and they're laying them all flat and not building a tower with them, and we're like, oh, no, magna tiles, you're supposed to build a tower. Let me show you. It's so cool. And they really wanted to lay them flat because they were making a cool design. And you came in and told them a different way to do it. It's kind of sending this message that like your way was wrong. So like, hey, I'm making a design on the floor with the magna tiles. Cool. Let's make a design on the floor with the magna tiles. So lean into that and follow their lead. Strategy number four, this is a big one. When your child, your student is upset, do not immediately try to problem solve. I'm like talking to myself here as a parent. When your kid's upset, don't come in immediately with the problem solving hat, because, and we want to do that because we're all teachers, right? We want to solve the problem. Instead, take a beat and listen and allow that big emotion to be there. Validate that big emotion. When they're upset, when they're angry, when they're frustrated, when they're worried, validate that emotion. Name it. Even if that child has low receptive language, name it. Hey, you seem angry. You seem frustrated. You seem upset. Name that emotion. This is an important way to build rapport, because you are acknowledging what they feel. When we come in with problem solving too quickly, we are not validating feelings. When we come in and we see a student's angry and we're like, you know what, don't be angry. Here, you could do this and this and this. Don't be mad. That's a really quick way to break down that relationship, because that child immediately is like, you know what, they don't get it. Let me move away. And it doesn't work from a de-escalation standpoint. It doesn't work from an emotional regulation standpoint. And it's not going to build those coping skills or increase rapport. And number five, be aware of how many questions you ask and how that can come off as a demand or an aversive. When we ask a lot of questions like, how was your day? What are you doing? What did you eat for dinner? What's that color over there? What are you drawing? What color are you using? What are you playing with? Ooh, where's the lion going? You know, from our perspective, we think we're like sparking conversation and engaging in language and social skills, and it's, you know, building rapport. Look, we're engaging with the student. But from the perspective of some of our kids, it's a lot of language, it's a social demand, and it can be aversive because it's hard. Social interactions and communication are challenging for a lot of our kids. So when we come in with like all these questions so hot without processing time, without really acknowledgement of the challenge that can be for some of our kids, not only is that not building rapport, it's breaking down rapport, because they're like, oh my God, this person is just trying to get me to do work and I'm just trying to relax and chill or enjoy a reinforcer for a minute. So be aware that asking questions is not really showing interest or building rapport. It might just be doing the opposite. Because sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to build rapport, I'm just going to ask them a bunch of questions. But that could actually be having the opposite effect. So think about some ways that you have found to be successful to build rapport. Come over to Instagram or TikTok. Share those with me. Would love to hear. And make that really your goal for entering the next school year, is coming in strong with building great student rapport.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper Podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.